Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something lately. So many parents are reaching out about their little ones saying no to everything, and I want you to know something right from the start. You are not alone in this. In fact, what you're experiencing is one of the most universal parts of parenting young children, and there is so much we can understand together about what's really happening. So grab a cozy cup of tea, take a deep breath, and let's talk about this beautiful, challenging phase your child is moving through. I know how exhausting it can feel. You ask your child to put on their shoes, and they say no. You offer them their favorite snack, and they say no. You suggest something fun, and somehow that's a no too. And then they do the exact opposite of what you just asked. I see you, my friend. I see how tired you are. I see how much you love your child and how confusing this phase can feel. But here's something wonderful the magic book taught me. When your child says no to everything, when they seem to do the opposite of what you ask, they're not being difficult. They're not trying to make your life harder. What they're actually doing is something absolutely beautiful. They're discovering who they are. Let me explain what I mean. You see, around ages 3 and 4, something magical happens in your child's brain. They're developing this incredible understanding that they are a separate person from you. They have their own thoughts, their own preferences, their own ideas about the world. And that realization, it's huge. It's one of the most important developmental milestones they'll ever reach. Research from child development experts, including Dr. Kelly Yost Abrams, shows us that what we sometimes call defiance is actually how young children assert their independence. It's their brain learning to say, I am me, I have ideas, I can make choices. And that's not something to fix, my friend. That's something to celebrate and gently guide. The magic book showed me something else too. Studies on parenting and child development reveal that parental warmth combined with support for age-appropriate autonomy creates the foundation for healthy emotional development. When parents respond to this natural testing of boundaries with patience and empathy rather than power struggles, children develop better self-regulation skills and more cooperative behavior over time. So what does this mean for you, right now in the middle of the fifth no of the morning? It means that when you see your child's behavior through this lens, everything shifts. Instead of thinking, my child is being defiant, you can think, my child is learning to be their own person, and I get to guide them through this. Here are some beautiful ways to support your child through this phase. First, offer choices within boundaries. Your child's brain is craving autonomy, so give them opportunities to exercise it in safe ways. Instead of saying, put on your shoes, try saying, would you like to wear your red shoes or your blue shoes today? Instead of eat your breakfast, try, would you like cereal or toast this morning? You're still guiding them toward the outcome you need, but you're honoring their growing need to have a say in their world. Second, use positive reinforcement. When your child does cooperate, when they do listen, celebrate that. Say things like, thank you for putting your toys away. That was so helpful. Or I noticed you came when I called you. That made me so happy. Children learn what we pay attention to, and when we notice cooperation, we get more of it. Third, stay calm and connected. I know this is hard, especially when you're running late and your child is refusing to get in the car. But here's the truth. When you stay calm, when you take a deep breath and respond with patience instead of frustration, you're teaching your child that their big feelings are manageable. You're showing them that connection is stronger than control. And fourth, remember that this phase is temporary. I promise you, my friend, your child will not be saying no to everything forever. This is a season of growth, and like all seasons, it will pass. What matters is how you guide them through it. Now, let me tell you about a story that might help. In the Book of Inara, there's a beautiful tale called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, where Leo and Mia discover something magical. They find an arcade where the games create the most beautiful light patterns, but only when the players listen carefully to each other and work together. What I love about this story is how it shows children that cooperation isn't about giving up who you are. It's about discovering that, when we listen to each other, when we work together, we create something even more wonderful than we could alone. Leo and Mia don't lose their independence in this story. They discover that true cooperation makes everything more magical. After you read this story with your child, you might try creating your own listening games at home. When your child practices listening and working together with you, celebrate how it makes activities more fun, just like in the story. You're not trying to break their will or make them obedient. You're helping them discover the joy of connection and cooperation. The magic book also reminds us that children whose parents respond with understanding and gentle guidance during this autonomy-seeking stage show stronger emotional regulation and social competence as they grow. So every time you take a deep breath instead of getting frustrated, every time you offer a choice instead of a command, every time you celebrate cooperation instead of punishing defiance, you're investing in your child's future. You're teaching them that their voice matters, that their ideas are valued, that they can be independent and connected. That's beautiful work you're doing, my friend. So the next time your child says no, take a breath. Remember that their brain is growing. Remember that they're not being difficult, they're discovering who they are. And remember that you have the wisdom and the love to guide them through this with patience and grace. The magic book and I believe in you. We see the love you have for your child. We see how hard you're trying. And we want you to know that you're doing beautifully. Find the Harmony Arcade Adventure and so many other stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to help your child navigate these big developmental moments with wonder and wisdom. Until our next adventure together, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.